Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Getting today's news cycle started on News Radio WTAM 1100.
Taking pictures is one thing. Taking quality pictures is a whole other thing. And it's no longer that expensive. Matt Granite, Channel 3's Morning News, Will's Ways to Save. The deal boss is in. We're going 4K on this thing, huh?
We are going 4K at under $70, which is an unheard of price point to be on where we find ourselves this morning.
What'd you come up with?
Well, Bill, when it comes to your best memories and everything that we're documenting, anniversaries, birthdays, occasions, barbecues, what device are you using to capture all those memories?
I pull out that smartphone.
Yep, it's what everyone else does. So here's the issue with our smartphone. Once you have a large video file, difficult to share. More importantly, your phone is not designed as a camera. It may have 4K capabilities if you have a $1,500 iPhone 10, but it's a phone. And if you take your phone right near a water source of any kind at Edgewater Park, mm-hmm. sand, the dirt, mm-hmm. it's not really where you want to place that. You can't capture everything life has to offer by attaching your phone to your bike or your helmet, which is why the 4K action cam deal that I found today, which holds its own against the GoPro, gets it all done, Bill. It's capturing in a 4K, but then it sends it all to your social media or back to your smartphone.
Yeah, two quick things. You know, the smartphone pictures and video are okay if you're looking at them again on the smartphone. But when you transfer to something else, that's when you notice the less quality that you're seeing, the lesser quality. And you mentioned GoPro. So this thing does stack up to GoPro quality?
It does. It holds its own against it. Keep in mind, this is 4K. The deal that I found is something that usually retails for $2,250, something along those lines. It's a Prime Day clear out, so whatever they didn't sell on Prime Day, they're now just liquidating because they're going to move on. And the $69 price point is not only undocumented prior to this, but it includes all of the accessories, a spare battery. You can take this 198 feet down and go scuba diving with it. So it's life-proof, it's waterproof, but you don't need to buy any other accessories after you nab your purchase.
Outstanding. Matt Granite, the deal boss, Channel 3's Morning News, Will's Ways to Save. Watch him there this morning. Go to WTAM.com, couple of clicks, and you'll have the deal. Back tomorrow when we're going to do some cleaning stuff, I guess, huh?
Oh, cleaning up my act tomorrow, Bill.
Thanks, Granite.
Awesome.
Mike Snyder's got sports mornings at 15 and 45 past. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bill. Indians all-time home run leader Jim Thome was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday, and while that was happening, the Indians played long ball with the Tigers.
Now the 1-0 pitch. A swing and a long drive to right field. This ball is gone. Melky Cabrera gets his first home run as an Indian. A line drive home run to right, and the Indians are back on top 2-1.
Indians on their way to an 8-1 rout of the Tigers. Yonder Alonso, Edwin Encarnacion, also with home run balls. And Corey Kluber, who's been struggling, goes 7 1/3 innings, allowed just one run to get the win. How did Corey look to you, Tito?
You know what? I thought he was good. You know, it took him maybe 4 or 5 starts where he got a few bad habits, and he's working back.
All good for the Tribe yesterday. They move on to Minnesota for the first of three against the Twins tonight at 8:10. You can hear it right here. Trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon at 4. Indians looking for some help for the outfield. Browns head coach Hugh Jackson has been impressed with Baker Mayfield. After the practice yesterday, Hugh said Mayfield has exceeded expectations. Now the Browns will get back on the practice field this afternoon. If you want to see them scrimmage, there's not going to be anything down at the stadium this year, but they will have a full scrimmage Friday in Berea, and more on the Browns in a moment. LeBron James will be in Akron today for the opening of a school that he has helped create. Via Twitter last night, he said today will be one of the greatest moments of his life. Now, he also talked basketball via the platform Uninterrupted on joining the Lakers. Here's what he said.
You know, for me to be in this position now, the excitement that I have to be a Laker, I'm happy to be a part of it because I believe the Lakers is a historical franchise. We all know that, but it's a championship franchise, and that's what we're trying to get back to, and I'm happy to be a part of the culture and be a part of us get back to that point. So,
well, they are historical, but it's been a while since they've been at the championship level. We're going to hear more from LeBron later today following the opening of the school. Coming up at 5:45, more on the Tribe's win and how the outfielders yesterday Do they really need to make a trade? We'll get into that coming up in sports. Home of the Indians and the Cavs, Mike Snyder, News Radio, WTAM 1100. Time for a Browns training camp report brought to you by your fantasy football destination, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports. Browns owners D and Jimmy Haslam met with the media over the weekend, and they are fully behind head coach Hugh Jackson.
I think we'll see the real Hugh Jackson because he's got good quarterbacks. He's got some skilled players. He's got a veteran offensive line now. We've got to figure out left tackle. Three really good backs and good defense. I think you've heard me say this several times. You've got to give Hugh credit for bringing in Todd Haley, which I think will allow Hugh to be the head coach. So I think this will be the first opportunity Hugh's had the opportunity to do what we know he can do as head coach.
No excuses for Hugh this year. You got to win some games. With your Browns update, I'm Mike Snyder.
Sadly, some amazing video out of California of these wildfires. Our Bill Zimfer updates us this morning. Boy, a lot of these things just look to be out of control, I guess, huh?
They are. They are really out of control, and we've heard some tragic stories over the weekend as well. And the scope of this, Bill, is just incredible. Right now, there are 17 large fires burning across California, the worst of which is the Carr Fire in Northern California near the city of Redding, California, right along I-5 that goes up right to the Oregon border up the middle of the state. Here's where we are with that Carr Fire right now. It is now 17% contained. They have been able to gain some ground on this. After this fire actually doubled in size in one day. On Saturday, high winds and dry conditions with low humidity and they've had oppressive heat out there really caused this fire to explode. Since then, they've been able to gain a little bit of ground on this, but 850 buildings have now been destroyed, 5,000 more are threatened, 40,000 people evacuated, and at least 6 people have been killed and 18 are still missing as a result here. Over 3,000 firefighters working on this blaze alone, Bill.
It is dry throughout the West. I mean, it's that time of the year. They're really concerned throughout the West about fires, right?
Yeah, it is that time of the year. However, this has been just a horrendous start to the fire season in California. Not only this fire is going, but you've heard about that fire that has closed or had closed Yosemite National Park. That will reopen this week. That is the Fergus Fire, which has burned 54,000 acres in Mariposa County. The real unnerving thing, Bill, is that the fire season in California usually doesn't hit its peak until October. That would be like having a hurricane season that starts in June hit us with three major hurricanes in the month of June. You just don't see that happen.
6 dead, more missing out in California. Bill Zimfer with what played out over the weekend in those fires. Bill, thanks.
You're welcome, Bill.
524, a few other stories we'll be following for you today, or you may hear some more about. Capital Gazette shooting suspect will be in court today. First time grand jury indicted the guy on 23 charges after he was accused of murdering 5. That's when he went into that Capital Gazette newsroom near Baltimore, Maryland. That shooting was about a month ago. He'll be in court. You might hear more about that. Today. You ever been to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida? Maybe your summer travel has been there with a vacation or over the winter at some point. Effective this week, it's going to cost more to go in and see the retired shuttles. They've got Saturn V moon rockets. It's a fabulous place. I've been there a couple times. The Kennedy Space Center Visitors Complex. Anyway, the standard admission price is going up $7. This seems expensive. $57 now for an adult. And adults 12 and over, by the way. $47 for a kid 3 to 11, up 14%. So you got a family of four. You haven't even bought a Coke or taken a souvenir yet. It's like $250 to go in. That just seems high. I don't remember. I mean, it's been a few years since I've been there, but I don't remember paying that much. My goodness. Anyway, a smaller $4 bump will be implemented for senior citizens. Military service members will now pay $50. That's up 9%. No charge for student field trips. The parking fee is still $10. It is the first price increase, they say, since 2012. And there's been major upgrades in the whole thing. So, price increase follows the visitors complex attendance of more than 1.7 million guests last year, topping the levels before the shuttle program retired back in 2011. The visitors complex, they say there's been a $100 million Space Shuttle Atlantis exhibit opened in 2013, $20 million Heroes and Legends attraction as well. So, I mean, it's you do Florida vacation, Disney, Universal, and those things, it's expensive. And the Kennedy Space Center now, $57. All right, speaking of NASA, NASA and the NFL Players Association also forming a partnership. NASA and the NFL Players Association getting together to help football players create businesses. Might be a head-scratcher, but it's a perfectly legal reason. NASA is legally required to give technology to private sector commercial use. So they've had plenty of success stories, including GPS, memory foam. It's a two-year program between the Space Agency and the Players Union. Will feature workshops aimed at showing the players how they can use technologies originally created in space, in the space program, to build startup companies. Some of the technology, they say, will also be used in new helmets that they'll be suggesting to the NFL in the future. And a little more competition on the streaming front. Walmart may go up against Netflix and Amazon? Yeah, Walmart says they're considering the launch of a subscription-based video streaming service to compete with Netflix and Amazon Prime Video. Walmart would apparently charge less than $8 a month for the service, so it'll be cheaper than Netflix and Prime. And they'll have the Walmart support, so a little bit cheaper. They're not sure the actual products will be able to put up. They're Netflix extremely popular nowadays, but Walmart could be getting into that market in the future. Interesting.
A little better prioritization of spending, so I certainly don't like playing. I don't think it'd be helpful, so let's try and avoid it.
That's Senator Ron Johnson talking about President Trump's threat over the weekend to shut down the government if he doesn't get funding for the wall. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we've got Rudy Giuliani, the president's attorney, now talking about these tapes from Michael Cohen, some calling it a treasure trove. We think we hear Trump on the one tape. Our Michael Bauer walks us through this story this morning. What's going on?
Yeah, and Rudy Giuliani trying to throw some questions towards that as well, Bill, saying that there's a possibility that these tapes were doctored. Now, he hasn't gotten into any real extent of what that means other than it sounds like at a certain point the tape was cut off. He wants to know why it was Michael Cohen had cut off this tape if he was going in with this incredibly just desire to record and have a record of everything that was going on in conversations with President Trump. Why did he cut it off at a certain point? So he's kind of trying to throw doubt and cast doubt into the world of Michael Cohen at this point. And we also know that, you know, going back to April and May, Giuliani was touting Michael Cohen, saying he was a good man, an honest and honorable lawyer. Fast forward to this weekend where he's been calling him an incredible liar who's been lying for years, and you can see that it's definitely a move on the legal and technically, I would say, chess match side to try to discredit Cohen as much as possible.
Now on the PR front, now it's out there. There's questions. It's in the news cycle. Were the tapes doctored, right?
Yeah, that's going to be the big question, and then the question becomes, well, if he has any more tapes, let's get those out there and listen to see if they're doctored. But how can we trust a guy who's doctoring these tapes? How can we trust a guy in Michael Cohen that we're not exactly sure how good this guy really is and what his intents really are? So if he's going to go and talk to somebody like Robert Mueller, as we learned late last week that he would be willing to do that, well, you know, what kind of a legitimacy does he have? And that's kind of where we're looking at Rudy Giuliani and President Trump trying to throw that question into play right now.
Interesting. All right, Michael Bauer off and running. Should be an interesting week on the story. Thanks, Michael.
Have a great morning, Bill. Appreciate it.
You too, my friend. Also, there's some noise around President Trump on Twitter, claiming in a tweet that he met with the head of the New York Times over the weekend and said they talked about the fake news media and the vast amounts of fake news out there. Meanwhile, the editor, publisher, I should say, of the New York Times said that's not quite what they talked about. He talked about the president's language being a bit divisive and dangerous in the country. At least that was his take on the meeting. We'll see, and I'm sure Rush Limbaugh will have more to say on all this and more. Rush follows the news at noon today on News Radio WTAM 1100. News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Your money, thinking ahead, and how you're covered long-term with insurance. Carol Weinberg with me, CPA at NCA Financial Planners on this topic. Carol, good morning. Look, we have an aging population. Maybe your mom, dad, grandparent has been worried about the future and how to pay for things. And indeed, there is long-term care insurance. First, let me start with the basics here and just ask you, I throw out the term, what's it mean?
Well, good morning, Bill. So long-term care insurance is a form of insurance that is intended to be standardized, and it provides for a continuum of care. So people usually don't jump into a nursing home. They start where they're failing at home, so they need some care around the house. Maybe it's just helping with cooking and cleaning. And then you move into a little bit higher care, moving on to assisted care where you're not fully alone, and then to go into full-blown nursing. So this insurance will pay for those types of care, whether you need help because of a physical issue or a cognitive issue like dementia.
A lot of people listening are the sandwich generation. We have kids that are in college. We've been trying to, you know, manage for finances for them, but then we've got parents we're worried about, and I'm sure you have seen this or heard about this with clients. I mean, financially, this can ruin some families sometimes.
I've got a client who's on the west side, and she's in a full-blown dementia unit. It's $9,000 a month, and that,
wow.
I don't care how much money you have, you can blow through that pretty substantially. And especially if you're married, you leave what they call the community spouse basically broke, and then you're forced to go on Medicaid. So it's a very expensive thing. However, long-term care insurance is expensive, so you got to weigh the pros and cons.
All right, let's go through this a little bit. At least we'll know maybe more of the questions to ask when you do some research. What are some of the components of long-term care insurance?
The way you bundle your purchase is you've got to determine how much benefit you want every day. So it's expressed in a dollar amount, $100 a day, $150 a day, $200 a day. Does it have an inflationary component? So today you're buying $100, but it goes up 3% every year, so that 10 years down the road, it's a higher benefit. How long is that daily benefit going to be paid? That's expressed in years. So you buy 2 years, you buy 4 years, you buy 6 years. And lastly, what's the waiting period? That's kind of like your automotive deductible, where once you qualify for long-term care insurance, once you qualify to receive the benefits, you have to pay for yourself. And generally, I recommend 90 days on that, because that 90-day waiting period ties in nicely with Medicare coverage.
Now, we're not, I don't want to throw out the term disability, but I'll use the word at least, because there's also, is there a judgment on when this kicks in for somebody then?
Yeah, and disability, quote-unquote, is a great way to say it, because you have to be able to need the care. And again, standards have been developed by something called activities of daily living. And there's six things, and if you fail two of those six things, then you qualify, quote-unquote, as being disabled and are eligible to receive the benefits. So
okay.
It's bathing, eating, dressing, toileting, transferring incontinence. If you can't do those by yourself or without somebody helping you, two of those, then you qualify.
Carol Weinberg, NCA Financial Planner, just trying to take you through some of the terms and things to think about in researching this with long-term care insurance for a loved one. How are we paying for this?
Yeah, there's two forms in general of how you pay for the policy. The old kind, the traditional kind, you buy it and you pay for it every year. I mean, you could pay for it modally, what they call, so you can pay for it monthly or quarterly, but basically the premium gets paid every year, and it has subject to increases. So 5 years from now, instead of paying $3,000 a year, you might be paying $3,500 a year. And by the way, if you stop paying after, say, 10 years, you basically lose what you put in. So there's a risk to that, less cash out front, but you're not getting it back. There's another kind where you dump a pile of money in a lump sum, and it could actually provide a refund benefit. It could provide life insurance on top of a built-in long-term care. So it really depends. And some of that depends on how old you are when you're buying the policy.
Mm-hmm.
I generally don't recommend looking at it before age 40.
Okay.
And probably after 65, it's going to be cost ineffective.
Carol Weinberg, CPA, NCA Financial Planners. Interesting topic. At least maybe we've given you some of the lingo and things to think about as you're researching this. Carol, appreciate it. Thanks much.
Bill, have a great week.
News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Jordan Goodman at MoneyAnswers.com. News you can use on a medical bill. Jordan, good morning. You know, a hospital visit for any amount of time, it's not cheap, is it?
It's staggering. Yeah, I actually went to the hospital recently. Luckily, I had insurance.
Yeah.
But the bills just keep coming in for months afterwards. I mean, it was like $100,000 for being there for a relatively short period of time. It's just staggering. For people who don't have insurance or adequate insurance, it just can be overwhelming. It's about 50% of people going bankrupt these days are because of medical bills. And so it's just really out of control these days.
And when you get a medical bill, and recently we had a hospital visit as well, I see where the insurance company's paying. I see constant, it looks like to me, adjustments and negotiating back and forth.
Well, they are,
yeah.
But you're still left with a lot yourself.
Right.
Right. The insurance companies have negotiated deals from what the hospitals will charge. But even the deductibles and the co-payments can be a lot for an awful lot of people. So what they don't realize is all of this is negotiable, and you can get these medical bills down to 10, 20 cents on the dollar. They'd rather get something out of you than nothing, basically. But it's hard for the individual to do that themselves. There are places that do these so-called healthcare advocacy organizations that'll do it for you. And you can save a ton of money on medical bills and not have to go bankrupt that way. My favorite one is called Healthcare Advocates. They're based in Philadelphia. Healthcareadvocates.com is their website. Their phone number, 215-735-7711. And they have worked with hospitals, doctors, chief financial officers of these companies for many, many years. And the first thing they do is they see all the errors in the medical bills. There's tons of errors in those, so they get rid of those. And then they negotiate down from, you know, tens of thousands of dollars down to something you can afford. And hopefully you can pay that and get this off your back, because it's a huge thing. And these guys can be very aggressive in collecting on medical bills, too.
So and they're working on your behalf.
They are working on your behalf in a way that you are not really kind of suited to battle collection agencies and health companies that are very good at collecting. So hopefully that'll help some of the folks. Again, the website for them, healthcareadvocates.com, or 215-735-7711. It can really be overwhelming, and hopefully that can help some of your folks.
Good tips. Jordan Goodman, he is at moneyanswers.com. Always good about returning an email. If you get a specific question, you can follow up at moneyanswers.com. Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
And here hosting the World Golf Championship Bridgestone Invitational at Firestone. Let's talk some golf. We do every morning, Monday morning this time. Jimmy Hanlon, Northern Ohio Golf Association, Fox Sports Yes Network. You see him, of course, PGA, the 18-hole golf TV and swing clinic. He's pretty much everywhere and with us on Monday mornings. And, of course, Sunday mornings talking golf on WTAM 1100. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Hi, Jimmy.
How's it going, guys?
Good, buddy. Let's start with the RBC. This is the Canadian Open. Dustin Johnson pulls away, gets the win yesterday, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the guy, when he feels like it, just seems like he can take over a golf tournament. He did it up in Canada. I think it's his third win on the year, which is kind of crazy. Doesn't seem like he's having a super year, but
yeah,
three wins on a PGA Tour in 1 year is pretty good.
Well, that's for sure, and he'll be here this week. I think we're all excited, Jimmy, this week, the Bridgestone Invitational Akron, and it really is an elite field. Of course, with that added interest with Tiger Woods qualifying as he did with his play in the British Open.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys, number one, all 50 top players in the world are in the field this week. I can't remember the last time that I saw a golf tournament where all 50 players, no reason, no excuses, no nothing, are all there. That's pretty exciting. And talking to Don Padgett from the PGA Tour yesterday, he was telling me on my show that Tiger actually qualified by literally a tenth of a point to get in there to the 50th spot. And I knew when he missed that birdie putt on 18 at Carnoustie that it was going to be close. But if Jordan Spieth would have shot one shot better, Tiger would have been out. But he didn't, and we're fortunate enough to have him here in Northeast Ohio this week.
Wow, yeah. Well, it is fitting that he is here. Jimmy, your thoughts about Firestone. It's held up over the years as, I think, one of the most recognized courses really in the country. What is it about it to you that's so special?
Well, I mean, you just have to hit great golf shots. It's definitely a ball striker's golf course. You know, different than a lot of the places these days. You have to actually shape the golf ball here a little bit. So the guys have to really focus on what clubs to hit off of tees here, because not only do you have to shape it on in the air, you kind of have to shape it on the ground, too, and make sure you got the ball running in the right direction. And hopefully we don't get too much rain here in Northeast Ohio this week, because I think Firestone is so much more of an enjoyable golf course to watch when it's firm and fast. It plays more difficult, and it's just a better designed golf course that way. So hopefully, like I said, Mother Nature holds out for us a little bit, and we should see a really good golf tournament.
Always a great time to enjoy walking around Firestone. I like going over to just the practice tee, watching them over there for a while, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's a great view there, isn't it? I mean, and just watching those guys practice and the drills that they do to prepare themselves. And then the other kind of side note this week also is, you know, there's a major championship following it the following week. So these guys are, some of these guys are going to be out there really preparing themselves for the last major of the year, which is kind of cool. So big couple weeks coming up in golf, and for us, watching these guys here at Firestone will be special.
Next year we get the senior PGA, and I mention that only because the senior British Open, I was watching some of that over the weekend, Miguel Angel Jimenez, who might be just as popular for his YouTube workout video where he stands with his cigar and just kind of twirls his golf club. He won the British Open, the senior British, yesterday.
Yeah, he's an interesting folk, and he's one of those guys that, you know, he hasn't really handled leads very well, guys, to be honest with you.
I
was kind of surprised that he was able to hold on to it yesterday, especially with Bernard Langer chasing him, which is not the guy you want on your tail. You struggle holding leads. But, yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be a different experience for us there, having the seniors there. A lot more interactive, and obviously in a point in their life where, you know, they're not trying to be the number one player in the world. They're just trying to make a nice living. So it will be a different experience. But I tell people, you know, being that this is probably the last time, we'll ever see Tiger play at Firestone in reality, unless it's in some type of senior event when he's over 50. It really is a must see. I mean, it's, you know, it's like watching Kobe or in his last season, you get a chance to go watch him, or Muhammad Ali fighting in your hometown, one of his last fights. I mean, it's how you got it, guys. Have a great week.
Get your tickets for Keith Urban. He'll be at Blossom August 10th. What a schedule. What a summer it has been. I hope you've had a chance to enjoy some concerts. Zach Brown Band's out there on Thursday. Rascal Flat still to come. Jason Aldean, so much more. Buddy Barry Gable, responsible for many of these different things through Live Nation with me on the hotline. Morning, pal.
How you doing? I got my track shoes off for like 10 seconds.
It's like a blur. If you're doing a lot of concerts, as you are, what a summer it's been around here. Thank you, by the way.
It sure has been. We still have 17 more outdoor shows, 10 at Blossom, and I believe 7 at Jacobs Pavilion. So if you haven't been outside seeing shows under the stars, you still have a chance.
A couple things. I want to thank a big thing for the food bank. I saw a couple of people posting some things at Jacobs Pavilion. You did as well with Jason Mraz, right?
He was amazing. You know, he goes on tour, and where a lot of artists do these meet and greets, and they have certain things where they'll come to sound checks. What he'd rather do is really use his notoriety and shine a light on local agencies like the Cleveland Food Bank or the Animal Protective League and things like that, where he'll get people a chance to win tickets and volunteer with him. And it really is a great way to support local food bank, and that's exactly what we did. We went over there on Friday afternoon and put together boxes for local agencies, and it was really a good time.
Fantastic. Hey, I want to note, I also saw over the weekend former President Barack Obama and Michelle were in Maryland seeing Jay-Z and Beyonce as that tour continues. What a night it was at First Energy Stadium, too, last week.
It sure was. Wednesday was a great night of music, period, in Cleveland. We had the Foo Fighters out at Blossom, Jason Isbell down at Jacobs Pavilion. Like you said, Beyonce and Jay-Z kicked off their North American tour at First Energy Stadium, and it was an amazing show. And if you missed that, you should go see them down at Ohio Stadium August 16th. Tickets are still available for that show.
Excellent. All right, I want to jump around a little bit just so you know what's going on. Roxino's a great spot to enjoy a concert. And the different types of music, everything from Belinda Carlisle to George Thorogood coming up there, right?
That's right. This Friday, we have this thing called Retro Futura, and it has an incredible amount of bands that are playing, people like ABC, Modern English, like you mentioned, Belinda Carlisle, and that's Friday. Saturday is George Thorogood. Wednesday next week is Boy George will be playing there with the Culture Club, Happy Together Tour, Jim Brewer, Kodo. We have just an incredible lineup between now and the end of the year. End of the year at Rocks. We went on sale with the Doobie Brothers. I know a lot of people may have seen the Doobies opening up for Steely Dan, and what a great package that was back in June. Now the Doobies are going to be back here. Just went on sale on Friday, and they'll be playing here in October.
Boy, they got some classic songs too, the Doobie Brothers.
That's amazing.
Good stuff. All right, they'll be at the Hard Rock Roxino Northfield Park. Barry Gable at Live Nation. You can follow up at livenation.com on a lot of these shows we're talking about. Let's get to Blossom. Look, Zach Brown, he seems like the real deal in everything they do. I mean, the whole Zach Brown Band, but they seem incredible. They really do.
Well, you know, I've said from the first day I saw them, they actually, you know, love walking that high wire of not only getting hits, but also jamming. You know, they're like, to me, like the country Bruce Springsteen, so to say. I hate to put him in that, but his band is incredible. And he's out there. He'll be out there this Thursday
night.
And I'm sure we'll have a lot of the people from Firestone out there as well, because it never fails in the VIP club. You'll all of a sudden, is that Tiger Woods or is that Mickelson? I'm telling you, it's hilarious when you go out there when it's Firestone. It's you'll see a lot of golfers out there watching the show.
Counting Crows, Jason Aldean, Rascal Flatts, Summertime Tradition. They were off tour for a while, but they're back at Blossom on the 17th.
With Dan and Shay and Carly Pearce. Great lineup. And we're happy to have, you know, Ohio's own Rascal Flatts. Show's doing great. Tickets are on sale for that show. And I think there's still some lawn tickets for that one, but those are going really fast.
Dan and Shay, they got a new track with Kelly Clarkson that is outstanding. And you mentioned the third act. She's actually from Northern Kentucky. She's got the new
Carly
one about
Pierce.
Carly Pierce got the new one about Hide the Wine. And
that's
all,
correct.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Between Hide the Wine and Dan Shea's Tequila, you know, there's a theme going on here.
Barry Gable, LiveNation.com. Follow up on all the different shows. Barry, thank you. Keep it rocking out there.
You got it, and I'm going to try to bring it across the finish line.
See you, buddy.
Oh, 5 good minutes.
I have tried to stay away from that midterm election talk, but we're inside 100 days. So here we go. ABC News political analyst Rick Klein. You see him on the weekend shows this week and all, looking at numbers and politics. I got Congressman Jim Renacci standing by to talk about this talk of a debate between he and Brown. Rick, good morning. You're looking at numbers. Where are we at midterm? What are you seeing?
Well, it is a tale of two different electorates. What's fascinating right now is there's so much volatility in these races. And if you look at the House races, you say, wow, the Democrats, they're going to take things over. You look at the Senate races, though, maybe including the one in Ohio, you say, wow, Republicans have a really good shot at holding on to control. So it could be that you have much different results for the same reason, Donald Trump.
Let me bring you to Ohio, as you mentioned. Long time, been in the state for many years in Congress, and then, of course, the Senate, Sherrod Brown, left of left, against Congressman Jim Renacci when it comes to the Senate race. This is a classic race that you're seeing around the country in a state like Ohio where Trump carried, right?
Yeah, and what's fascinating about races like this is that it's such a clean contrast. It's not like Sherrod Brown is some mushy moderate, or that Renacci is trying to run to the center. Renacci is associating himself with Trump and the Trump agenda, and Brown, as you mentioned, is a proud leading progressive. So it's a very clear choice for voters in Ohio. And yeah, there are 10 states in total where Democrats are up for re-election in Senate seats that President Trump carried the state just a year and a half ago. So people like Senator Brown, they're banking their survival on understanding this electorate and getting their own voters out, despite what we saw in the presidential race.
Rick, for most, it's way too early to think about this, but for political junkies and for the base, this is where you get everybody fired up and get them writing checks, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 99 days now to the election. It really is on. A lot of it is about fundraising, and even if people don't really focus on this for another month plus until maybe after Labor Day, you're right. This is the time to get your base out. And what we're seeing, that President Trump, we know that he's inspired the so-called resistance, the anti-Trump forces, but he's also got his own army out there, and he's going to be out there, he says, 6 or even 7 days a week down the stretch.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. Thanks, Rick.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Renacci Brown, let's get to it. Congressman Jim Renacci with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good. We have chatted weekly on different issues. I've tried to stay away from the politics in the fall with you and Brown, but I want to start that conversation this morning because there is talk of debates. But let me start with this. There was a New York Times story. Brown said he'd love to debate you because Republicans should, quote, be ashamed of their tax bill. I think that was the same day the GDP number was pretty impressive. So your take on that, and are you ready to debate? What's the latest?
Well, it's interesting. When Senator Brown made those comments, you're exactly right. The GDP growth was 4.1%. And I immediately responded, I'd love to debate him on the tax bill. I want to talk about the tax bill and why I voted for it and why he didn't and why it's good for Ohioans and why he should have voted for it. So we're happy to do that and looking forward to him accepting that, although I think his campaign now is starting to run from that comment.
So you'd be willing to do it? You'd like to work out some details?
Absolutely. We've been talking. We want to get a couple debates with him, but clearly we want to talk about tax. We want to talk about the tax bill, how it's affected Ohio, how it's affected the growth in our economy, and how people in Ohio are keeping more of their money, which is so important.
One other important duty of the Senate is advise and consent. And of course, the Supreme Court nominees are part of what they do when it comes to voting. To my knowledge, he's talked about Kavanaugh, but I've not seen any photos. Has he talked to him yet?
Well, no, absolutely not. And that's one of the issues. Brett Kavanaugh, of course, is a thoughtful jurist and somebody that should be considered. But Sherrod Brown has not even set up a meeting with him or appointment to meet him. There are a couple Democrats who are meeting with him this week. Sherrod Brown's not one of them. Sherrod Brown has not met with him at all.
All right. Tariffs, trade, market. President Trump been talking about this a lot. He, you know, in a way, it he negotiates like he did in business, I think. He'll go in big, try and, you know, get a big deal done, and then just try and negotiate and see what he can get done at the end. It looks to be the same thing on some of these trade and tariff deals, like with the EU, maybe?
Well, absolutely. And as I travel the state, I know there are a lot of people that are uncomfortable with the tariffs, but I keep telling them that's his negotiation style. He's using those. And that's what was interesting. You saw the EU actually agree to some things that were positive because of these tariffs. So the president will continue to use them as negotiation points. I think we need to give him that time. In the end, let's see where we end up. I think it's going to all be good as we continue to grow this economy.
Yeah, I think you're right. Results are what matter. We may be uncomfortable at times, but let's see what the results are. All right, Congressman Jim Renacci, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
Camp to this point?
It's Browns. We hyperventilate anything at all he says about Maker Mayfield.
So that's, that's a statement, but there's no controversy.
All right, but who parked the RV?
I don't know, but they're all staying. How about that? The quarterback's going there between practices.
Wasn't there a TV show about
Baker
an RV?
Paid for it.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah.
He should. All right, Jim told me yesterday, let's talk about a guy that's proven it, and he's in the Hall of Fame to prove it.
The top of that order, Lofton, Vizquel, Baerga, Bell, and my first roomie in the big league, Sandy Alomar, and a rock-solid Charles Nagy on the hill, and two veteran leaders to guide us, Eddie Murray and Dave Winfield. To name one of them is to name all of them. They know how special they are to me. Those guys are my brothers.
Let's talk about it. Tom Hamilton, who called many a game with that lineup, joins us. Total Tribe coverage for Falls Motor City. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, guys.
We didn't expect anything less, I guess. Classy speech presentation by Jim Thome at Cooperstown.
Well, he hit another home run. So what does that give him? 600 and how many now? So, yeah, that's... I wish we all could have been there, and I think probably the whole city of Cleveland feels that way too. He's a better person than he is a player, and he's earned all of this. So you know what, nice guys don't always finish last, and Jimmy's a perfect example of that. And it was quite a day there, wasn't it?
It really was, and just kind of the way he prepared all the hours that he spent working on his swing with Charlie Manuel in particular. He worked on that speech, and he delivered it, Tom. There's no question about that. I wonder, Tom, do you think next year this time we'll be talking about Omar Vizquel going in the day after the Hall of Fame ceremony?
Well, that's a good question, Mike. He should. But, I doubt that it'll happen next year. It just seems like, I don't know why, some of these guys have to go through it 5, 6, 10 years before they get voted in. I don't think that should be the case with Omar, but I don't know if he got enough votes the first time around to indicate, Mike, that he would go in next year. But, by golly, if you don't put people like him in, Alan Trammell and Jack Morris, it's criminal that they had to wait as long as they did. And thankfully, the Veterans Committee was there to make up for the mistake the writers made. And so, I sure hope Omar doesn't have to go through something like that.
Well put, Tom. Well, on the field, I think the Indians did him proud. Did Jim Thome proud yesterday with the long ball. Tom, it's kind of interesting. Good day for Rajah Davis and Melky Cabrera. Well, as they hear rumors about the Tribe maybe looking to add an outfielder, what are your thoughts?
I think they have to. Well, for me to say they have to is probably, that's too strong. I hope they do. Maybe that's the more politically correct thing, Mike. I think they need to, because this hip with Tyler Naquin, when you're talking about a stress fracture, you know what that means. You're out quite a while. So, I think that's certainly a need right now. And, hopefully it would be a guy that could play center field and give you that range that you're going to need and make plays like Bradley Zimmer did, before he got hurt and was sent down. So I would be surprised if they don't, Mike. And maybe it doesn't come tomorrow. I think that's the other thing we got to keep in mind. Remember when they got Jay Bruce? It was after the trade deadline because he was able to clear waivers. So, I think that's something to keep in mind as well.
Tom Hamilton, we've got the Tribe and the Twins tonight. Shane Bieber on the mound, the first of three in Minnesota. Off day Thursday. Get your tickets, Indians.com. Angels in here on Friday night. All right, good stuff. Hammy, thanks much. We'll catch you tonight.
See you, guys.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.